Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, and we're looking at the Chayodim in Siman Yudzayin. So we mentioned that the Ish and the Isha have a Chiba covered in Mera'av, but the woman has a Shiba to her husband, which will relieve her from her responsibility of Kibbut Ava'im. The Pesachim do speak out. Let's say a situation where a woman is a single mother taking care of children, either because she's divorced or her husband has died, and she has young children. So the fact that she has young children alone, she does have responsibility to the children, does not relieve her from her chiyuv of kibud av aim. Obviously, she has also a concept of usher b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. She's taking care of her children, and to use that to totally absolve oneself of the mitzvah kibud av aim is not appropriate. Whereas once if she's married, at the Chayodim's case, where she's married to and her husband, she has responsibilities of kavod and shibudim to her husband, which are more than just mitzvahs, but there are actual halachic shibudim and responsibilities that she has to her husband, and that's why that overrides the mitzvah kibud av aim. Whereas vis-a-vis the children, that's the regular concept that one has to take care of, do what they're supposed to do. It does not absolve one from doing mitzvahs. So just clarify that point. Okay, we're moving on to Siman Yudkes. And here the Chayodim touches on the issue of being mechabed, a parent who does not keep halacha properly. So now the example of Chayodim is talking about a person who is doing that, being aware of the fact that it's wrong to do and doing it anyway. The person is a rasha. We'll talk about a situation where the person has person is about tshuva, and the parents are not shomer Torah mitzvahs, what that halacha has. We'll talk about that, clarify that after we see the scenario of the Chayodim. So the Chayodim presents the following. There actually is a machloikus whether a person has a mitzvah of kibud av aim to parents which are rishoyim. And the Rambam Shita and the Shulchan Aruch follows that Shita says, Mamzer chayiv b'kavod aviv b'imoy u'b'meiro'am. That a mamzer is chayiv. A mamzer's parents did averus. The child was born through a union which is prohibited by the Torah. So by definition, his parents are b'alei avera, and still the mamzer is a chayiv of kibud av aim and a chayiv of mara av aim. I feel aviv rasho b'alei averus is chayiv. Even though his father is a Russian Balaveris, the person is still Chayiv in the midst of Kibbut Avim. This is the opinion of the Rambam, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is how Sfarim follow the halacha, that a person is Chayiv in Kavod of a person who is a Russian and Balaveris. Now, in the case of a person is a Mumr L'Hachis, person who is intentionally doing Avaris to show that he doesn't care about Hashem and he has no interest in keeping the Torah, then even according to the Rambam, there's no chiyuv of kibud av aim. But the case over here was that a person is intentionally doing averus, but his goal over here is not lahachis, to anger Hashem. The word lahachis is to do it in order to create anger by Hashem, to make Hashem koyes, have kas, have anger. He's doing the tail, but he has a taiva to do averus. Whatever reason, whether it's financial, whether it's physical pleasure, lust, whatever it might be, and therefore he does averus, and he knows that they're wrong, and he does them anyway. So he's a rosh and a bal averus, but the child is still chayiv in the mitzvah kibud av aim. Yesh Amrim, and the Chayyarim continues. It says the chol zman shlo osa tshuva eino chayiv l'chabdoi umikamokam osa l'tzara. The Ramah's opinion is that no, that until the father has done tshuva, the father and the mother has done tshuva, the child does not have a chiyuv of kibud av aim. But even according to the opinion of the Ramah says that he's not mechuyev in the midst of kibud av aim. He does not have to give act of kavod to the parents, but he cannot do things which would be mitzayir the parents, cause the parents tsar. So that goes under the umbrella of the issur of mara. I mean, he still has a chiyuv of mara to the parent. He can't do things which would be makalal a parent, hit a parent, do anything wrong to the parent. So included in that is not only hitting a parent and being makalal a parent, is also being mitzayir a parent, is causing a tsar to a parent. Now, the definition of causing a tsar to a parent is something which we need to clarify, because in the context of parents which are not shomer Torah mitzvahs, if you learn this halacha applies to them, that there's an issur of tsar, be mitzara them, many parents whose children become Bali Tshuva have a tremendous amount of pain, anger, frustration, tsar from the actions of their children who are now Sherman Torah Mitzvahs. So how does that fit with the concept of Kibud Av V'Em as presented in the Chayyadim? Is that something which you need to clarify? And Be'ez Hashem, we will do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.